Thanks for joining us for today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional. Our reading, titled Lies and Truth, was written by Jennifer Benson Schult. Adolf Hitler believed big lies were more powerful than small ones, and tragically, he tested his theory successfully. Early in his political career, he claimed he was content to support others' aspirations. When he came to power, he said his party didn't intend to persecute anyone. Later, he used the media to portray himself as a father figure and moral leader. Satan uses lies to gain power in our lives. Whenever possible, he provokes fear, anger, and despair because he's a liar and the father of lies. Satan can't tell the truth because, as Jesus said, he doesn't have any truth inside of him. Here are a few of the enemy's lies. First, our prayers don't matter. Not true. The Bible says in James 15, the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Second, when we're in trouble, there's no way out. Wrong again. Mark 10 declares that all things are possible with God, and 1 Corinthians 10 assures us he will also provide a way out. Third, God doesn't love us. That's false. Romans 8 promises that nothing can separate us from God's love through Christ Jesus. God's truth is more powerful than lies. If we obey Jesus' teaching and his strength, then we will know the truth, reject what's false, and the truth will set us free. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from John chapter 8, verses 31 through 36, and verses 42 through 47. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free?" Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." Now picking up at verse 42, "If God were your Father, you would love me, for I have come from God. I have not come on my own. God sent me. Why is my language not clear to you? Because you are unable to hear what I say. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Yet because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Can any of you prove me guilty of sin? If I am telling the truth, why don't you believe me? Whoever belongs to God hears what God says. The reason you do not hear is that you do not belong to God." Let's pray. Dear Jesus, you are the way, the truth, and the life. Please show us the lies we've believed and help us to cling to the truth we read in the Bible. Thank you, Lord. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening today. My name is Brenna Holsklaw, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.